Here in the Pacific Northwest, berry growers had a thorny issue on their hands. You see, they were growing these beautiful blackberries, but the thorny branches made them difficult to pick. Growers turned to ARS for help, and researchers at the Horticultural Crops Research Laboratory in Corvallis, Oregon, came through with a new thornless blackberry plant called Black Diamond. This blackberry had yield, berry size, and flavor that rivaled the traditional varieties.
That absolutely was a game changer. And so as soon as we had that thornless, you know, people started tearing out fields of other things that they had grown and planting Black Diamond. Since that became so popular, everything that we've released and named since then has been thornless.
That's Mary Peterson, biological science technician at the lab here in Corvallis. Since Black Diamond debuted in 2005, researchers have brought improved thornless blackberry varieties to the market, including Triple Crown, Nightfall, Columbia Giant, and for all you Johnny Depp fans, there's Black Pearl.
Yeah, we named that before that movie came out. The semi-erects that we just released, we have a series that we're calling the Celestial Series. I'm not sure who named it that, but that's how it's becoming known now. So Galaxy, Eclipse, and Twilight, and then we have another one that should be coming out in the next year or so. They are more adaptable to other areas of the country and really of the world. They have the erect architecture, which makes them easier to manage. They have really good yields.
Developing semi-erect blackberry plants is impactful to the berry industry because it allows for easier hand picking and even for some machine picking, which can reduce labor costs. On the other side of the country, ARS researcher Fumi Takeda developed a mechanical trellising system that not only improves berry picking, but also protects berries from chilly nights.
You could see the effect of our training system. Blackberry plants typically like to grow upright, but in our training system, we changed the plant's architecture by bending the canes that emerge from their crown, and as they come up, we bend those green primal canes and train them to grow horizontally.
Dr. Takeda is a research horticulturist at the Appalachian Fruit Research Station in Kearneysville, West Virginia. He showed me his trellising system, which is already being used across the United States and even by farmers in the Ukraine. Growers told him that the trellising system has increased harvest by 30%.
In areas like Ohio and Indiana, where winter temperatures really drop below 5 degrees Fahrenheit, these plants could then be covered with material like this that we call floating row cover. And that is sufficient to protect these buds from winter injury.
The trellis system runs the length of a row of blackberry plants. As the plants develop, the wiring keeps them growing upward. The trellis system rotates as the plants mature, to the point that they stand straight during the prime picking season. At that point, the berries are literally hanging outward, making it much easier for pickers and even for some harvest machinery to select the berries. On frosty nights, the trellis system turns the plants horizontal, and a blanketing system covers the berries from the cold.
In late April and May, when these plants have already produced flower shoots and they may be blossoming, if they're not protected with any kind of a blanket or row cover and temperature drops below, say, 28, 29 degrees Fahrenheit, the flower buds and flowers can be damaged by these freezing temperatures. We were initially focused on reducing winter injuries to help the growers in the Midwest, because that's where the greatest need was to expand the blackberry production. But there are now growers in the southern states like Georgia that are now starting to use this type of trellising system. And there, if they have rows set up east-west and position all the fruit on the north side, then the fruit will not be hit by direct sunlight. So by reducing the sunlight level on the developing fruit and then having them in this so-called partially shaded environment, then we are able to minimize or reduce the loss of quality brought on by intense sunlight and high temperatures.
Most of the blackberries and raspberries grown in the United States are purchased by the individually quick frozen industry, which adds these delicious vitamin-packed goodies to your ice cream, yogurt, smoothies, and other treats.
The IQF industry, the individually quick frozen raspberries, that's a way for people to have, you know, that fresh raspberry flavor from their freezer where they can keep it longer. But as fresh market has become more important, of course, you know, we want to give the consumers what they want and we want the industry to thrive. So we've spent more time breeding things for fresh sales.
In addition to taste, size, and appearance, ARS researchers are breeding new varieties that are firmer, sturdier, and have a longer shelf life, all critical elements for the fresh market industry.
The fruit has to be firm enough to go through the harvester. The plants need to be sturdy enough not to be damaged by the harvester. There are traits like how well the fruit releases from the plant, because you don't want to have to beat up the plant too much to try to pick it. There are always places to make improvements, you know, and there are always new issues and new things to address. So, you know, it's just really fun. And then it's just so heartwarming to see how much people love berries. And you just really want to make it so that they can always have that, right?